from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah. The home of Dirt and Spray.
I'm Dirt.
Ben Gulbranson, who's putting off medical school to be the quarterback at Oregon State.
This is a very interesting storyline, and I'm wondering what the reaction will be from Oregon State fan if this is eventually announced, because I think there's going to be a lot of pushback. Now, whether that's fair or not, whether it's right or not, time will tell.
Oh, you think
there'll
be pushback?
I do think really? There will be.
Dirt and Spray. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
Now, here's a quick look at Portland traffic.
A couple of crashes on North 205 near the merge with 84 are clear, but North 205 still heavy from 26, and 84 is pretty jammed up both ways trying to get on to North 205. I'm Claire Beverly with traffic.
This traffic report brought to you by
Pelican Brewing Company.
New from Pelican Brewing Company, enjoy summer with the ultimate refresher, Pelican Beach Beer. Independently brewed on the Oregon coast and available now in 16-ounce cans at a store near you. Pelican Beach Beer, survival of the chillest.
Are you looking forward to a nice, relaxing night this summer? Well, then you better stay home, because we're throwing a rager and everyone's invited. Portland Pickles Baseball is back, baby. All the teams in our league hate us. Come find out why. PicklesTickets.com. We sell tons of beer. That's PicklesTickets.com.
Held over due to popular demand. Save thousands. Be advised, this is a great opportunity to save thousands on a hot tub or swim spa. Friday through Sunday, Portland Expo Center. Save thousands. Be advised, this is a great opportunity to save thousands on a hot tub or swim spa. Friday through Sunday, Portland Expo Center. 18-month interest-free financing. Brand new 2024 inventory ready for immediate delivery. Portland Expo Center. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Portland Expo Center. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Come see the revolutionary new swim spa in action at exceptional prices. Portland Expo Center. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Portland Expo Center. Friday, 2 to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission. Free delivery. Portland Expo Center. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, it's time to workshop tomorrow's poll question. And I think it's a pretty good one.
Okay.
You want some poll?
Yeah, give me some poll.
And it is, what, well, we'll start with this question. Which pro athlete has had the strangest career arc to you? And this comes to mind because today we are losing a great.
We're losing a good.
Or even a mid.
Yeah, his record is, he's a 500. His record's 500.
But you want to talk about strange career arcs.
Yes.
I give you Nick Foles, mm-hmm. Eagles quarterback, who is retiring yes. officially.
Yes.
So, the initial names that I have put on tomorrow's poll question, we're gonna poll the electorate. Which pro athlete had the strangest career arc? The first two that come to mind are him and Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner's a stranger.
Okay, who else should I? So here are some other names I'm considering.
Okay.
Well, who comes to mind for you? Is there anybody that?
Well, you just said the first one for me is Kurt Warner, because Kurt Warner went from, I don't even know where Kurt Warner played in college. Honestly, I don't.
Northern Iowa.
Was it Northern Iowa?
Mm.
And then he did
maybe?
I don't know if that's right.
See, I don't know where he played college, but he played in for the Iowa, like, Barnstormers. He went and it was in the NFL Europe. Like
Northern Iowa, indeed.
Northern Iowa, where I went. And then he ended up hitching on to the NFL as just a bum-around guy. And then Trent Green blows out his knee. Kurt Warner comes in and becomes the best quarterback in the NFL. Right? Like, by the way, starts the Patriot dynasty, loses that, but he becomes a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And then he's get like that weird hand injury and he can't play. Like, he's an absolute bum. And he bounces around to a couple places and his career's over. He goes to Arizona as an afterthought backup to Matt Leinart, who's supposed to be this golden boy thing. Matt Leinart sucks. They were like, well, we can't keep playing Matt Leinart. We throw Kurt Warner in and he damn near leads him to another Super Bowl. Like, and now he's in the Hall of Fame. There is, like, Kurt Warner wins. Like, I I'm open to the idea that there is a stranger career arc, but when you said strange career arc, the very first thing that popped in my head was that man.
A couple of other names I'm toying with. Jeremy Lin.
That's pretty good.
Comes to mind.
Yep.
And I don't know why, but Rick Ankiel popped into my head.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he converted, positions. So,
because I know why.
He had a mental breakdown.
Yeah, he's just kind of an obscure one. Josh Hamilton could be on the
list.
That's
good, too. 100%. That's weird.
You know what one I popped in my head immediately, and I know it's been heavily politicized, but Colin Kaepernick. He popped in for Alex Smith on an injury and then took him to the freaking Super Bowl and then became this pariah and never played again.
Dude, those are all really good ones that I can't say that I was thinking of off the top of my head.
Well, we need you to be better. Aren't you a sports guy?
I am a sports guy. Bose was pretty good.
Bo Jackson,
because, you know, that was one of those where no one even knew Bo played baseball. He was this generational running back that was like this legendary thing. He didn't want to go play for a crappy team. And so he was like, I'll play baseball. And everyone was like, what? You're going to go play baseball. And then he literally just gives up football to go play baseball. It turns out he's really good at baseball, even though no one knew he played it. Oh, and then, by the way, I'm going to come back part time and be the best running back in the NFL. Like that. That's pretty good. And then, of course, the hip injury, and he never played football again, but he came back and had some okay years playing baseball.
Some peeps bringing up Doug Flutie.
Really?
I don't know.
But Doug was never a good NFL player.
How about this guy? And this won't make the poll question,
mm-hmm.
but does anybody else wonder what the hell happened to Chris Bryant?
That's not bad.
There's one brewing right now, too, and it's Tim Anderson. We just passed the 1 year anniversary of him getting knocked out by Jose Ramirez.
And he got.
But he was a batting champ. He was like the king of that cornfield game, and he was like the hot thing. And now he's like basically out of baseball.
Well, he did go to the Marlins.
It's true, but he couldn't stick with them.
Although he was on the White Sox, they're even worse.
Yeah, they designated him for assignment though. Like he was the. I mean, he was one.
Well, he's kind of old, isn't he?
I don't think so. Is he? Is he old?
I don't know. I didn't think so.
I'm just trying to think of anyone else that had.
No, but seriously, what has happened to Chris Bryant? Where did he go?
Well, Cody Bellinger had that.
Anderson's 31.
Ooh, Bellinger's good.
Cody Bellinger was an MVP. Like, Cody Bellinger was like the next thing in baseball. And then, and he's kind of had some bounce back, but he went from MVP, World Series hero. Remember he had that stupid shoulder bump thing where he hurt his arm doing that, and then like he just decided to suck for 2 years. He was terrible.
Yeah, Carson Wentz coming in on the Vancouver Fortex
line. Wentz is pretty good.
That's also a good one because he was like MVP level, and
MVP
then
level got hurt. Foles sucked. Took his place and never was good again.
What about Bryson?
What?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh.
I'm thinking of people who have done weird things. He was a guy that was pretty much hated. He had the whole professor thing. He was full of himself. He went over to live. Now people kind of like him again. He's winning majors. I don't know. He's just kind of fascinating to me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The other one, I guess I was trying to think of like, it would only be if he bounced back. Cause like I was thinking with the doucher because he bounced back and is now popular, but he was never bad.
That's true.
But on the Kurt Warner, cause Kurt Warner was bad. Kurt Warner, he couldn't play. Dude, Ben Simmons.
Ooh, that's ooh. Good.
Ben Simmons was an all NBA player. Like, I don't know if he ever got defensive player of the year, but Ben Simmons was first team all defense. And like, I see it pop up all the time on Hot Takes Exposed. There's one of Colin bagging LeBron saying that it's LeBron can leave the NBA. We don't need him anymore because you have Ben Simmons. He's like, LeBron, we don't need you. Your time is past. You're washed up. Move on. The new LeBron is here. And he's talking about Ben Simmons. And now this is Ben Simmons. Now, if he would need a redemption story for that to be a great arc. He just fell off a cliff.
I was going to say, he's just kind of a bust.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, it's not really that strange of a career arc. He just kind of sucks and is a bitch.
But he was good. He was.
Nah, he was.
Dude, he was good.
He was capable, but like many guys that are capable, they just aren't any good for whatever reason. Can't get out of their own way. They're always hurt. Whatever it is, he's just a bust.
Yeah.
Vancouver Fort text line says Michael Vick.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
You know, don't mind me in the middle of my all-pro career. I got to take a break and go to prison for dogfighting.
And then come back and be successful.
And he made $100 million the second time.
And by the way, came back as an actual quarterback. He wasn't the athlete that he was, but he actually came back a better quarterback after prison. That's a good one. And now is kind of like a... like a nice, he's a nice guy. Like he goes on a bunch of like radio shows and stuff. And he's actually pretty, when he does the analyst stuff, I think he does a pretty good job. It's, that's a pretty good one.
Okay. So I think we have our,
we got enough.
Yeah. I think I'm going to put
OJ Simpson,
Aaron Hernandez.
Would have been if like Hernandez had come back and played.
I think I'm going to put Kurt Warner, Jeremy Lin, Nick Foles.
I'm being dead serious on this.
Who should be the fourth? Hamilton?
Hamilton's is good.
Hamilton or?
I mean, from number one, the best prospect in baseball, the drug stuff, wins an MVP and then disappears again.
Yeah, and then he came back, didn't he?
He came back, but he never was he got divorced and there were some rumors and he just kind of faded away. I don't remember him retiring. He just was kind of faded away. That's a solid one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be tomorrow's poll.
I was thinking, though, with the Aaron Hernandez thing, because, prison and death.
Yeah, boy.
So there was no chance of this because he offed himself. Who's my man, Henry Ruggs? Dude, Ruggs is going to get out of prison in a couple years.
And
Yeah. I think he got 6 or 7 years and he'll serve half of that and he'll be out. He'll be on parole, but he'll be out. You think anyone's got the balls?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Dude, he burned that lady alive.
Well, but he did his time.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the thing about Vic.
Yeah, his sentence was 3 to 10 years. It's going to be closer to 3 than 10. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's going to get out. And I want to see what NFL team got the cojones to be like, well.
I mean, he was going to be really good.
I mean, the Cowboys did with Greg Hardy.
There's a difference between domestic violence and literally cooking a woman alive because you drunkenly ran her over.
But that's more of an accident, whereas
the
spousal or domestic abuse thing is a choice.
Well,
that's a choice too. But
I do think when guys come, look, not every team has to sign Henry Ruggs. You if you say, hey, that's not a guy I want on my team, I totally get that. But when somebody does something terrible like that and goes through the system and pays their dues, whether you think that's enough time or not, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. He deserves a chance if he can play. It's just,
it's gonna be interesting.
It doesn't have to be your decision. I mean, you don't have to do it, but somebody will for sure. Yeah. He's a good player.
They didn't with Heimlich. Never got an opportunity.
Yeah, but he's not really Henry Ruggs. I mean, that's a tough.
He was going to be a first-round pick.
Yeah.
He was, 100%. Dude, he was arguably the best pitcher in college baseball. Would have been a first-round
pick. But he also didn't go through the system and serve time.
Well, I mean,
I think that's a I think that's
kinda
a big difference.
He kind of did. I mean, he pled guilty and went through that, and no one touched him. No one was there. They were like, nope, not doing it.
Apparently, Ruggs is working as a community trustee at the prison that he's in, and he makes
no idea what that means.
He makes $2.50 an hour.
What is a community trustee?
I don't know.
What does that person do?
I think they're just kind of an ambassador,
for the prison.
Yeah, just
you have no idea, and so you idea what you're talking.
I have no clue, but. Trevor Bauer's coming up too.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
But he
what
also
was it? A community what?
They call him a community trustee at the facility.
Trustee? What is he?
Trustee?
Looking over their finances?
There's just what? My portfolio is in some trouble. I need Henry Ruggs III. He does have that third behind him. It makes it seem very professional.
It sounds prestigious.
Says here, community trustee offenders represent a limited potential to misbehave and represent a low risk to escape while assigned to employment within the community.
Okay. So he gets to work outside of the prison?
I don't think that. I think he works in the prison.
Oh.
But they're saying they're not too worried about Ruggs.
Yeah, he's not.
Taking off.
No. Wouldn't that be something, though? You're just out and about in Vegas, and, Henry Ruggs is, working.
Cleaning up
the
street.
Somebody said Delonte West might have slept with LeBron's mom, then becomes homeless at all with the NBA career in between.
Yeah, but we need...
I think that was post-career.
Yeah, I think we really... In order to get the career arc, we got to have, a...
Yeah, it's got to be highs and lows.
Someone else says Yasiel Puig.
He was never, He's had a lot of hype.
Yeah.
I think we're stretching a bit here.
I think we're stretching, yeah.
We got our guys. But anyway, let's come back and talk about Nick Foles.
Yes. A lot of Big D energy there.
Did you know he has a statue outside of the Eagles Stadium?
No.
He does.
Get right there out of town.
Is it small? Or is it a big one?
That's what she said.
Not with Nick, she didn't.
No. They know what's up.
It's a big one of him and Doug Peterson calling, the famous...
Philly.
Philly special.
They have a statue of that, of those two talking about.
That's cool.
I had no idea. I was just at that stadium 2 years ago. I never saw that.
Well,
I missed it.
Someone just says that trustees are what they call prison workers in prison, so he's just working in prison.
Hmm. But they trust him to work.
And it's not trustee as in like employee, it's trustee. T-R-U-S-T-Y.
Oh.
Kind of a weird.
Yeah, that's an adjective.
Kind of a weird thing. All right, guys.
Let's focus.
Big hot Nick Foles talk is coming up next.
$73 million worth.
Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.